listening to Insight on Capital Public Radio. I'm Beth Ruyak. The Deadbeats are a Grateful Dead cover band from Nevada City. So many people are saying, yeah, I know, we know them. They're going to be performing at Pioneer Park in Nevada City this Saturday, August 4th, because so much of the world is celebrating this as Jerry Week, obviously to honor Jerry Garcia. He was born August 1st, 1942. He died August 9th, 1995. Two of the Deadbeats, though they are not themselves Deadbeats, are in the studio with me ready to perform. Peter Wilson. Hi, Peter.
Good morning, Beth.
Tom Menig. Hi, Tom. Beth. Glad to have you here.
Thanks for having us.
I think nearly 25 years ago, when you started this band, you had to have had a lot of ambition and confidence to think you could be a cover band for the Grateful Dead.
It kind of happened by accident. I mean, we just got together at the local pub on a Thursday night, figuring maybe a handful of people would show up that liked the Dead, and you know, we each knew a few songs, and we did it, and we had such a good time, we just never stopped.
So here you are, and this is the annual event this weekend.
Yeah,
actually, today's the day. This is Jerry's birthday, right? August 1st.
August 1st. It is his birthday.
So we're actually today. This is the main event.
This would have been his 76th birthday. Yeah,
crazy.
Yeah. So I feel like we should stop talking. Let's just go to some music, right? Right. So what are we hearing?
We're going to do New Speedway Boogie.
Oh yeah.
Please don't dominate the rap jacks if you got nothing new to say. If you please don't back up the track, this train's got to run today. Spend a little time on the mountain, spend a little time on the hill. Like some say, better run away, others say, better stand still. I don't know, but I've been told it's hard to run with the way to go. Other hand, I heard it said, it's just as hard with the weight of lead. Who can deny, who can deny, it's not just a change of style. One step done and another begun, and I wonder how many miles. Spend a little time on the mountain, spend a little time on the hill. Things went down, you don't understand what I think in time you will. I don't know, but I've been told the heat of the sun, a man died. Keep on coming, don't stand and wait, with the sun so dark and the hour so late. One way or another, one way or another. has got to give. One way or another, one way or another, one way or another, this darkness got to give.
Oh, yeah.
Peter Wilson and Tom Metting. Nice guitar work there, Tom.
Thank you.
And your voices, Peter, you always sound great.
Well, thank you, Beth.
They are part of the Deadbeats. They're performing this Saturday, August 4th, at the Jerry Bash. And that's going to happen at Pioneer Park in Nevada City from 2 to 10, along with you, Franklin's Tower. We've got a few other
groups. Out of Redwood City.
Yeah.
Great band.
Joe Craven's Jerry Bash Grass Trio, right?
That's right. It's going to be really
and Moon
fun.
Moon Alice.
Yeah. Joe just came out with a CD, the Jerry Garcia Songbook, and he played with Garten with Jerry back in the day with David Grisman. He was part of that Grateful Dog ensemble that Jerry was
By the
part
way,
of.
This notebook with your lyrics and chords, these pages are yellowed. This binder goes back a few years, doesn't it?
Well, it's been around a little while for sure, yeah.
Like a long while, maybe.
Yeah.
Do you still go to some of the touring shows, and what do you think about Dead and Company out there performing?
I haven't personally seen them, although I've seen some video clips, and I think John Mayer's doing a great job. He's a great guitar player and certainly a better singer than most of those guys ever were. So.
Okay.
It's an
Bless their hearts.
I saw an interview with John Mayer and Bob Weir, who are at the middle of that band, and there's some question about how can this keep going?
Yeah.
And one of the points that Bob Weir made was that it's the songs. These songs just have a life of their own, and he couldn't walk away from the repertoire. He's got to be 72 or 73 by now, and he's just having. Last year, I read this in Billboard magazine, Bob Weir was the highest paid male vocalist in the world.
Oh, really?
He made more money last year than any other male vocalist.
Oh, I would not have guessed that.
I wouldn't have guessed that either.
Wow.
Well, it's just...
Well, 24 years ago, did you think you'd still be playing concert and playing with the Deadbeats? Well, big fans.
Well, and people come... The Pioneer Park is a beautiful venue, and it's going to be a nice weekend, and there's a big band shell, big sound, big lights. It's quite a show, and
it'll
be a fun day.
Thanks so much for joining us.
Thanks
Gotta
for
go.
Having us, Beth.
Well,
have
thanks,
a fun
Beth.
Weekend. That's Insight for today. I'm Beth Ruyak. Thanks to everybody for their help today on the show. We're back again tomorrow.